Bearing dozens of minor and major wounds, including the vibroblade puncture, a lightsaber-scored kidney, and a fierce scalp wound, Kydus had been treated and resumed command of the Anakin Solo, only to experience more injury. Emotional injury, this time. In Kashyyyk space, his 5th Fleet had been surrounded by Confederation forces. Late-arriving Haepan forces could have rescued him, but the Haepan Queen Mother, Tenel Ka, his comrade and lover, had betrayed him. Swayed by the treacherous persuasion of Kydus' own parents, Han and Leia Solo, she had demanded a price for her continued military support of the Alliance, and that price had been his surrender. Of course he had refused, and of course he had battered his way out of the encirclement, leading the remnants of the 5th Fleet back to the safety of Coruscant. So when Niathal said he did not look well, she was correct. He keenly felt his worst injury. Not the vibroblade wound, not the scalp tear, not the kidney damage. All three were healing. All three were the kind of pain that strengthened him. It was the wound to his heart that plagued him. Tenel Ka had turned on him. Tenel Ka, the love of his life, the mother of his daughter Alana, had forsaken him. Niathal's severe expression didn't waver. She was thinking he could fix this mess by resigning. He gave her a tight smile. "Thank you for your concern, but I'm recovering quickly, and I have a plan. We'll need to follow the recommended protocol of a fighting retreat for the next few days, at which time the Haepans will come back into the war on our side. Our job today is to figure out how to best employ them when they return to the battlefield. Since the Confederation thinks they are staying on the fence, we can utilize the Haepans for one devastating surprise attack. We need to decide where that attack will take place." Niathal turned to the next matter on her agenda.
"Belindi Kalenda at Intelligence reports that Dr. Sayar has been pulled off the Centerpoint Station project. Sayar reported that he had come under suspicion of being a GA spy."
"Which of course he is. What's his new posting, and can he get us any useful information from there?" Niathal shook her head in the slow, somber way of the Mon Cals.
"Kalenda ordered him out. He's already back on Coruscant."
Kydus resisted the urge to break something. "She's an idiot, and Sayar is an idiot. He could have stayed, weathered whatever investigation they brought against him, and begun feeding us information again. What's next?"
"Bima Sahari and some of her allied worlds in the Hollow Sector just announced they were defecting to the Confederation."
Kydus shook his head dismissively. "Not a significant loss."
"No, but it's more unsettling as the possible first sign of a trend. Intelligence has detected more communications traffic between Corellia and the Imperial Remnant and between Corellia and the worlds of the corporate sector, which may be nothing more than an increased recruitment effort by the Confederation. Or it may have been initiated by the other parties, a prelude to negotiations and more defections."
"Also irrelevant." Kydus felt a flash of irritation. "Anything else?"
"No."
"Excellent.